Mark Rounds, City Lexington Administrator.
All right, Mark. You guys have a pretty light meeting tomorrow for your city council. The first thing that kind of catches my eye is that you guys have a Zimmerman Group windshield tour coming up this week. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on?
Sure. I bet that sounds kind of crazy when you first look at it. Yeah, Zimmer windshield tour. That basically is a follow-up. We hired the Zimmer Group out of Kansas City to do an economic development analysis for it. For us, so this coming Thursday they're coming in town. We're gonna get a van together and get the council in it and take a tour of Lexington, so they can really get a good feel for what each individual councilman wants to, how they see Lexington, perhaps maybe what the issues are, maybe the improvements needed, and where we want to go from there, and kind of get each one to give their opinions, and then they'll take that back and formulate some kind of a perspective, if you will.
So this is basically your beginning steps for your economic development, right?
Yes, that's to give them an idea maybe of a perspective the council has, and then they'll be getting the people, getting all the citizens involved after the first of the year. So this is the first step.
Very good. At least you guys are getting the ball moving and going rather quickly with it.
Yes, we are. We're excited. You know, we really are. I'm overly excited, but I've got to be patient because I know things take time, but we're really excited about getting this thing going.
Good. Okay, the other thing that is more of a big standpoint on this agenda is the Historic Preservation Day event. And I know that with Lexington just getting involved with Main Street, historic preservation is a very big thing there. What is this day all about?
Well, it's a big day for Lexington because actually the gentleman that they're bringing in is Bob Yap, and he's outstanding. He's well known throughout his whole career as being one of the experts in the field of historic preservation. And they got a grant basically to do this, historic preservation group did. And they're going to bring him in, and he's going to be here from 8 to, I think it starts at 8:30 till 3 on Saturday, the Trinity United Church of Christ. And it's $20 a person, and I think they're still taking reservations, but it's an awesome opportunity because we in Lexington, much like other cities, have a lot of concerns about our buildings, our historic buildings, and what are we going to do about them, you know, either as a city or individually, and how do we go about getting the right help, the right resources. And this gentleman has a lot to offer, and I think this is a very critical, important step to getting people educated and really on board of how we proceed in a proactive manner rather than a reactive manner. So, you know, when I first came to Lexington over a year ago, sadly we had a building fall down. I'd been here a few days, and it was really a setback as far as that goes. It was Riley's Pub. And since that point, we've really just gotten proactive about how can we get the business owners, these building owners involved in trying to, you know, look ahead and prevent and take the steps that need to be done to really help save these buildings. So that's the gist of that, and we're really thrilled to have him. And you know, I'd encourage anybody that has any questions or, you know, concerns about preservation of these old buildings to really come to this meeting. I think it's great. I really do.
Absolutely. Lexington seems to be having some really big and great advances coming their way.
Yes, I agree, and thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. All right, Mark, is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know?
No, other than it's always good talking to you, Ashley, and, you know, there's always something good going on in Lexington. You know, as the mayor says, legendary Lexington has a lot going for it, so
Absolutely
we'll be looking forward to further conversations.
Absolutely.